What's up, guys? Welcome to the Romy Show. How's everybody doing? Of course, y'all, I'm going to stop saying how's everybody doing because I never get an answer back, you know, because it's a podcast. So, yeah, that's a weird thing to say. But anyways, hope everybody had a great weekend. And for me, I think it was a great weekend because it was the Walking Dead extravaganza. Yeah, that is right. The Walking Dead had two awesome ideas. They had the season finale of the regular Walking Dead. And then they had the season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead. And the reason why they did that is because they had some characters, or a character, moving from The Walking Dead to Fear the Walking Dead, which is pretty exciting. There were some people that weren't like happy about that. But for me, I'm happy with anything that The Walking Dead has to do, and if they're going to Fear, which is a show that I love as well, then there's nothing wrong with that at all. I can jump on board with that, and that's for sure. But the topic of the day is, of course, the season finale of The Walking Dead. So basically, where the last episode left off was Negan had decided that he is going to kill all of Alexandria and all of Hilltop. That is it. There's just no more talking, no more deals or agreements or anything like that. They are going to battle it out in the all-out war. I personally believe, and I'm always a big defender of The Walking Dead, I personally believe they tried to fit too much into the last episode. They had two seasons for this war, and it was a little underwhelming for me. I felt like the battle was almost non-existent. And I think maybe that had something to do with Eugene and him sabotaging the bullets. And he took out 40 saviors all at once. And maybe that's why it was underwhelming. Maybe that was their plan from the get-go, to have Eugene kind of be the guy that is less... a heroic guy that actually did the biggest impact, maybe so, but just felt underwhelming as a season finale for me. I thought the episode was pretty good. It wasn't a horrible episode, but it was pretty good. So that being said, there were some very cool looking zombies in the episode. We had a lot of near deaths for Father Gabriel. But really, for the most part, I never really feared anything going to happen to any of our main cast. When you're in an all-out war, you kind of want to feel that. But then again, you know what I mean? We have lost a lot of people here in the last couple seasons, so I guess I can kind of understand where that was coming from. I thought the battle between Negan and Rick, it was more interesting when they were battling and fighting in that warehouse basement where it was super dark and Lucille was on fire. I think that they should have just saved some of that and put it towards the end, because the fight between Rick and Negan was a little underwhelming as well. And they decided to save Negan, which is going to be an unpopular decision for a lot of people. But then again, Jeffrey Dean Morgan is an awesome dude. And hey, if we're going to have a little bit more Negan, then that's fine. How they're going to handle that, well, we shall see. I'm not a comic book reader. I know that a lot of people are saying that's the same thing that happened in the comics. Fine, great. Let's continue with that. But so yeah, it was a decent episode, but you shouldn't have decent first season finales, I believe. And I'm really always a defender, but I can't defend that this episode was underwhelming for an all-out war season finale that, you know, essentially took two seasons to build up to. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm still love the show, and I'm still excited for it to come back in October. And this time it's a sad times, of course, when Fear the Walking Dead is going to start, though, and take over our airwaves of zombies and death and horror and guts and all that good gory stuff that, you know, I kind of need in my life, which is kind of disturbing. But for the most part, yes, that's the gist of the ending of this season 8. So we'll see what happens next Lauren Cohan, Maggie Green, is she going to be part of season 9? They haven't promoted anything yet, but we shall see what that entitles and what that comes up with. And, you know, what goes on after that? I'm going to put out another episode to talk about Fear the Walking Dead. So that's about it for this one. Thank you, guys. And guess what? You're listening to The Romy Show. Peace out.